In 2015, the United States Supreme Court in Obergefell v. Hodges struck down the nation's marriage laws, bringing same-sex marriage to every state. Same-sex marriage, that's what the LGBTQ activists said they wanted. But they moved on very quickly. Within a year, the quest to mainstream transgenderism was underway. First, there were high-profile battles over bathroom policies. Soon, biological males were participating in women's sports. Then, the left was insisting that everyone in the corporate world, in education, and in the media respect gender-confused individuals' preferred pronouns. The trans agenda was quickly being implemented by major institutions of our society. It seems to have happened so quickly. Journalist Brandon Showalter reports for the Christian Post on the trans phenomenon. He has learned that it didn't rise as suddenly as it may seem. He told an audience at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention that deconstruction of the gender binary has been a long-running goal of gender and queer theorists. This new gender ideology has gained strength recently because the medical industry has learned of the tremendous amount of money to be made. Place a teenager on puberty blockers and you have begun the process that leads to cross-sex hormones and surgery, often several very expensive surgeries. Once a transition is complete, a person is enslaved to the medical-industrial complex for life. Mr. Showalter and others point to the totalitarian nature of this agenda. This movement is divisive. It assaults language and our way of communication. It inserts itself between children and their parents. It destroys the minds and bodies of young people. The human body is good, and our spiritual leaders should be saying that. Transgender ideology is an attack on the very image of God. Despite what troubled teens and their parents are being told, no one has ever been born in the wrong body. We must summon the courage to tell them the truth. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.